Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
All right, the Pac-2, Oregon State, Washington State have added San Diego State, Boise State, Colorado State, Fresno State. Here to talk about what's next is Brett McMurphy, Action Network. Mr. McMurphy, thank you for your time. How are you?
Good evening, guys. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. So what do you think happens now? Like it sounds like they want to get to 9 total. Who do you think rounds out this new Pac-12?
Well, they definitely have to get to 8 because that's the minimum to be an FBS conference. So they actually don't know. I mean, if they did, they would have already, you know, offered those invitations. So I think the fact that they stopped at 6 is kind of telling that the 6 members now, we go from 2-pack to 6-pack, will determine who those new members are going to be. The candidates are obvious: UNLV, Air Force, out of the Mountain West. You could look at Memphis and Tulane out of the American, potentially dip into Texas and try to grab like a UTSA or a Texas State. Those could be possibilities. The challenge for the Pac-12 is that whoever they get, like any of the schools I mentioned or any other schools out there that they could get, and Cal and Stanford would not be available, obviously. They're not going to bring a great deal of value to their media rights deal going forward. They're all basically going to be about the same. There's not like one school out there that really would bring a great deal of value. And so basically I think they've got to decide, and it's not a easy choice. It's a personal preference for them. What do they want? Do they want somebody that's the best football program currently? Do they want historically the best football program? Are they more with how engaged are the fans, the fan base, the brand name? I'd mention academics, but we know they don't care about academics. So that's basically what they've got to figure out. But the fact they stopped at 6 members means that they don't have a consensus who the next 2 will be, but certainly they've got to get those in place for the 2026 season to be an FBS conference and be eligible for the college football playoff.
Well, I would assume that anyone in the Mountain West would accept the invite. The Mountain West TV deal is like $4 million a year per school. It's about to get a lot worse. But the American conference, they got $9 million a year. I've seen the Pac-12 somewhere probably in that $10 million range. Is even if they got to like 11 or 12, do you think that's enough for someone like Tulane to want to go be in the West Coast? Is the brand name enough to actually pull teams from down south or out east for probably not more money or much more money, if any at all.
Yeah, that's a great question, and I can't tell you the answer to that because we don't know what Tulane is thinking. You know, I think Tulane would, you know, prefer at the end of the day to be in the ACC, but is that ever going to happen? That's dependent on Florida State and Clemson and maybe some other schools leaving. So certainly that would be a better fit geography-wise. We don't know if they're happy with the way things are in the American or they're fed up with it. The Pac-12 does carry a brand value, you know, whether that's how much that's worth exactly, that's debatable, I guess. You know, they are no longer a power conference, so they're not going to be treated like they were, you know, 2 or 3 years ago. They're now part of the group of six. They're not a power league. Obviously, their conference champ will be eligible to make the conference, make the CFP, just like every other conference champ out there. And so that's something Tulane's got to figure out. I wouldn't be surprised if the American goes after Air Force. Hmm. I mean, if you have the American, you know, athletic conference and three of your teams are Army, Navy, and Air Force, that's a pretty good deal. Now, we could talk about how good those teams may or may not be, but certainly from a brand, if you have all three military teams in your conference, that would be a huge get for the American. So, we'll say, what if Tulane doesn't want Air Force in the American? Maybe that's a reason to go to the Mountain West. I don't know. We don't know those answers. I know that Florida State and Clemson voted against adding Cal, Stanford, and SMU. So, you know, there have been, you know, similar examples in other leagues, but that's what we got to find out. The money is going to be very similar, like you said. I think the Pac-12 would get a little bit more money, but certainly if the American could pull Air Force, then that would, I think that may level the playing field as far as the TV money. But the good news for the Pac-12 is their next step as far as the media rights negotiations, kind of like the Big 12 jumped the Pac-12. We saw what happened with the Pac-12. So maybe they can benefit from that and get a deal with ESPN and or Fox and don't have to worry about being on the CW like the teams currently do in the Mountain West.
This is Brett McMurphy of Action Network. So what do you think will happen with the ACC and when?
When is I don't know, and what is I don't know. Because we don't know what I could sit here and tell you this is going to happen. I have no idea. I can tell you what will happen based on what the judges decide. I don't know what the judges are going to decide. If the judges give Florida State and Clemson an opportunity to get out of the conference, they will get out of the conference. If it costs a lots and lots of money to get out of the conference, then nobody else is going to leave the conference. So what does that mean? That means Clemson and Florida State are going to have to find a home. I reported it a couple weeks ago. The Big Ten and SEC have no interest in either school if they are the only two that get out. But if a judge rules the grant of rights is invalid, it's not enforceable, whatever it is, and it's like a conga line out the front door of the ACC offices, then you're going to see the Big Ten and the SEC go after North Carolina and Virginia. You're going to see Clemson and Florida State end up in one of those two conferences. You're going to see Miami land somewhere. You're going to see Virginia Tech end up somewhere. Pitt and Louisville perhaps go to the Big 12. And then the Big 10 would have 20, 22 members. The SEC would have 20. The Big 12 would have 20. And the ACC would basically be Boston College, Syracuse, Wake Forest, and whoever's left in the American. So that's the two scenarios. But, I have no idea what's going to happen because we've got four lawsuits ongoing right now. And we've got to see, you know, the end result of all that. And then once we do, then I think you'll have a better idea of what exactly is going to happen.
I think that surprises so many people, and I did see that you reported that. Can you tell us, why is it? Because I think there was this belief that if Clemson and Florida State got out, that there'd be some sort of, you know, bidding war. But you reported that both the Big Ten and the SEC are saying no thanks. Why is there not interest for what seemingly a lot of layman fans would say are the two marquee brands?
Well, the SEC reason is easy. They've already got teams in the state of Florida and South Carolina. So by adding Florida State and Clemson, you're adding two solid brands, two teams that historically are decent in football. But you already own those You already own those states. You're not going to bring in additional SEC viewers because you add Florida State and Clemson. So the amount of your media rights increases slightly, but now you got two more mouths to feed, so the amount of money per team would actually reduce. The Big Ten, they just jumped up to, 18. They're still trying to figure out how they're going to do 18 schools. And also, Florida State has been very public in their efforts to get out of the ACC. Part of that's because of the Sunshine State rules in the state of Florida, that all these meetings have to be public. So a lot of their laundry has been out there for everybody to see. However, it's turned a lot of presidents off in the Big Ten. They're like, we think they would be a disruptive partner. If they're doing this to the ACC, how do we know they don't do that to us? Also, neither school is an AAU member, the academic standing that every Big Ten school is currently, with the exception of Nebraska. They were an AAU member when they joined the school. They have since lost that designation. And so, academics actually does matter somewhat in the Big Ten. And again, keep in mind, these are presidents that are making these decisions. These are not message board, experts or keyboard warriors that are making this call, or coaches. And the presidents kind of look at things a little bit differently. And finally, the reason why neither conference wants to add anybody right now is they don't know what's going to happen with the House settlement. They don't know is there going to be revenue sharing, or players, I'm not going to call them student athletes, are players going to be employees? We don't know all of these different factors, and that's like their number one priority now, is figuring all this stuff out. We don't even know if there's going to be an NCAA. So, the Big Ten's up to 18, the SEC's at 16. There's no urgency to add either one because there's no threat of that. If they wanted them, there's no threat that they can go anywhere else because both leagues don't want them. FSU's not spending millions of dollars to go to the Big 12, so that's not an option. So I don't know what they'll do. But again, if the door and everybody can get out, well, then the Big Ten and SEC would fight over their top targets in the ACC, and then you would see them grow. But unless that happens, neither one has the appetite to expand. And you're right, it surprised a lot of people, especially people in Tallahassee. I have a good friend who's in Tallahassee that does, some media work, and he called me up as soon as my story popped, and I said, all right, let me hear it. What's your beef? And he goes, I've been hearing this stuff for 3 months. Hmm. I can't report it because I cover Florida State, and it'd be viewed as negative towards Florida State. I don't think this is any surprise to Florida State people. I think it was a surprise to everybody kind of out there, who everyone just kind of thought, based on, the pulse of Twitter and the so-called Twitter experts, that Florida State's a lock to the Big Ten, and they've already locked them in, they already have an invite and all that stuff. It was total garbage.
Is there, I was kind of spitballing thinking while you were talking about the ACC, if everybody, let's say that one crumbles, is there a chance that this Pac-12, however they round it out, becomes a Power Four league?
No, because here, this is how, that's a great question, but this is how it is. So the designation of a power league, if people don't realize this, is the College Football Playoff pays out millions and millions of dollars to the conferences. These power leagues, the four power leagues now, they get probably 3/4 of that revenue from the College Football Playoff. Obviously, conferences are rewarded. More teams you have, the further they go, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But there's just a flat rate. If you have no teams to go to the College Football Playoff, if you're a power league, you're going to get a minimum of this much $1 million. It dwarfs the group of five, group of six numbers. They probably don't get 10% of what the power leagues get. So in the scenario we laid out, if the ACC imploded and there's no ACC anymore, then you're down to three power leagues. So what are those three power leagues going to do? Are they going to say, hey, you know what? We feel bad for the Pac-12. Let's give them a full share and keep it to Power Four. No, it'll be the Power Three, and they'll get the bulk of the money, and everyone else will, fight at the kids' tables for the leftovers. And ultimately, we'll probably have a Power Two, with the Big Ten and the SEC, and everybody else will be second rate. The question is, once we get to that Power 2 status, will those guys take their ball and go play on their own and basically just have a playoff with exclusively Big Ten and SEC schools? I don't think either league wants to do that, but that could be a last resort. And if that did happen, I think you would see both leagues would expand to at least 20. I mean, it would look like the NFL model. Yeah. AFC, NFC, one's on ESPN, one's on Fox, kind of like it is now. It's just everybody else is involved in the game right now, but we could get to that. But the original question, if the ACC somehow, disappeared off the map, then they cut the pie into three bigger pieces and smile as they sit on their Scrooge McDuck pile of money.
Yeah.
So basically the best case scenario here for the Pac-12 is, you backfill it with three other teams, and then you and the American Athletic Conference become kind of the two slugging it out for one shot. The best team from those two conferences, the champion, ends up getting a place at the table, correct?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Yeah, and you could get somewhere down the road. Who's to say that the runner up can't finish in the top 11 in the country and get in a large bid? I mean, that's a possibility. I mean, it's going to be difficult, but if you can beef up your non conference schedule enough, and roll out an 11-1 season, certainly you could be in the conversation a lot more than you could be if you're a team from Conference USA, the Sun Belt, or the MAC.
I know you're with the Action Network now, so Oregon, what is it, 16 and a half over Oregon State? What do you think's the right side this weekend when they meet?
Well, I was either dumb enough or smart enough to pick Oregon to win the national title. And, right now Dan Lanning's not making me look very smart, but the good news is nobody's going to remember those two games when we get to December.
True.
The question I have about Oregon is, can they figure out what's going on the offensive line? That's the biggest shock to me, because I talked to Dan, Big Ten Media Days, and he was very, very psyched and very optimistic about the offensive line and the trenches, both offensively and defensively. But, my gosh, Genty ran all over them. If not for the punt return and the kick return, but make no mistake, Boise should have won that game.
Yeah.
There's no ifs, ands, or doubts about it. But they didn't, so give Oregon credit, they won. I mean, I don't know. I know it's in Corvallis. I would hate to have – I mean, Oregon hasn't shown me they figured it out. So I would have to lean to take an Oregon State plus the points. I mean, think of how jacked up Oregon State and Washington State are this week.
Yeah.
To play the two teams that left them behind, and you can only imagine, you know, how psyched they are. Now, you know, the famous Mike Tyson quote, everybody's got a plan until you get punched in the face. So once they get hit in the face, how they respond. But, I mean, my gosh, think if Washington State and Oregon State won on Saturday, oh, my God, what a 48-hour or 72-hour for the Pac-12. They would celebrate that one for a long, long time.
Very true. Action Network, Brett McMurphy. Hey, thanks for the time. Appreciate the info.
Thank you. Wow.
What a gong show this is.
Yeah.
Just crazy.
It is kind of nuts to think about it. And we're not anywhere done. So we gotta figure out the Pac-12 backfill.
Yeah.
And then the Mountain West has to figure out because they got gutted.
Yeah.
So they're talking about maybe elevating it if they want to, the Montana States, the North Dakota States of the world. I don't even know if they want to do that, but the schools. And then, you know, what happens with the American Athletic Conference?
Yeah.
Does the Pac-12 try to poach from there? And can they? Because the money's going to be about the same. And then the ACC lawsuit thing. Is it just the two that get out? Is it the entire conference?
That's the big thing.
You know.
Because to me, like, at this point, past the last three of the Pac-12, yeah, it's kind of all the same.
Yeah.
You know, you're the Mountain West, Pac-12.
It's all.
AAC, right. Sun Belt. Just have a good season and hope you get into the playoff, right?
Yes.
You're not Power Four.
No.
But, boy, I tell you, it sounds like the entire college football world should be rooting for the ACC to go tease up. Because if it does, yeah, that changes everything.
Yeah.
And all these conferences look different.
Yeah, question. And he brought it up. If they say that the grant of rights isn't enforceable and there's a cheap deal to be made, the whole thing crumbles. If it's a couple $100 million, no one may leave. Or at the worst, it would be just Clemson and Florida State. And wouldn't that be hilarious if those jackasses tried to buy their way out and no one wanted them? I would laugh my ass
off. Yeah, like what would they do? They'd be like the new Pac-2.
I would laugh. Well, honestly, even after all that lawsuit, they may have to stick around because they don't have another choice. Or take pittance money from another conference. Or, God forbid, what if they had to lower themselves to the Big 12?
Yeah, good stuff.
I love when people get big britches and then just get kneecapped. It's hilarious.
All right. One other thought on this. Oh, and we never talk about basketball.
No.
Gonzaga to the Pac-12?
It would only, I mean.
Basketball?
Yeah, we can. There's a whole thing.
Why not?
The Big 12 was flirting.
I know they were.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Gonzaga would rather be in the Big 12, but maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe they'd like to stay west.
Yeah.
So anyway, a couple of other thoughts and we'll wrap up the discussion coming up next. But first, Buck with Sports Center.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.